Hello, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rise Radio Sinderland, and now Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, the founder. Guess where I am? I'm in Shenzhen, China. Truth be told, when I came here in May and stayed for almost a month, I think it was like 24 days, traveling to a couple of other cities, and the only reason I was able to come here then and now is because of a benefactor who likes my work, loves what I do, respects me as a journalist and a writer, and essentially financed these two trips. It's not like I'm staying at the Hilton or the Marriott and eating in high dollar restaurants. My average room is about 17 to 19 euros a day, and the one I'm here in Shenzhen is like $12 a day. So, and I eat local restaurants, $2-3, good local home cook, cooked food, ride buses, etc., and take trains. I'm not renting cars and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I encourage you, there's no way I have time. It's moving so fast. The same thing happened in May, and I started doing tweets on my Twitter account, which is now X. Thank you, Elon Musk, for the first time in 10 years I can get back on without having everything censored. And I take either a photo or a video, and I show you a vignette of something going on. It's cultural, social, political, economic, et cetera, spiritual, et cetera, sometimes comical, all about how the Chinese live and et cetera. So I really, really, and on this trip, I'm going from Shenzhen to Hefei and Anhui, which is considered to be the most exciting city in China right now, about how to adapt to the post-COVID economic order. And then I'm going to a local, rural wedding in the north of Anhui in Huabei, even outside of Huabei, and in a small village. Then going back to Hefei, then going to Huangshan, World Heritage, UNESCO World Heritage National Park, then going to Zhangjiajie, UNESCO World Heritage Park, which is what inspired James Cameron and Avatar with the floating islands, over the planet. And then these two, Huangshan and Zhangjiajie, I have not been to, so that will be all new for me, and I'll be talking to hundreds of Chinese and seeing all kinds of just local color and culture, and then I go down to Guilin. Even though I've been there several times, it's so beautiful. That's the one with the Li River with the gumdrop mountains and the river winding through it. Then coming back to Shenzhen, and the trip is almost 1 month. It's like 28, 29 days. So sign up for my Twitter account. It's at 44 underscore and then capital D A and then A Y S at 44 underscore days, which is the name of my first book of the China trilogy. You will be so glad you did, because you will be seeing and living what the Chinese people are living, and with vignettes that very few foreigners have a chance to see. Talk to you later.